This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who was better last year? Wonder if Elliot should take a look at this. Zach Bond or Quinyon Mitchell? What do you think the response is on that one?
Zach Bond.
Yeah. You want to give a percentage?
Let's go 64%.
83%.
Damn, 83.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you guys vote him on the list then?
Well, that's a good point, too.
I think everybody realized it afterwards. Like, hold on, we didn't vote Zach Bond on the list?
We forgot someone.
Yeah.
Yes. Who did we forget? Yes. Who did we forget?
And listen, Quinyon was fantastic last year. But I mean, Zach Bond was making plays, it seemed like, every game.
Well,
other game.
I'm never going to stop arguing with Elliot on the Zach Wheeler.
Oh, that's just Mitchell ridiculous. Thing. Yeah,
I'm never going to stop.
Yeah,
never.
Well,
he
seems like he's not going to stop either.
Well, because he won the Super Bowl.
I know.
Well, but Schwarber didn't win the Super Bowl.
He's had him, but he wanted to make a statement with that one.
Yeah. What was the statement he's making?
I feel like he knows that's not a good.
Yes.
He knows that's not a good right.
Well, Gilio is rage texting me during the entire thing as well. He's a Zach Wheeler appreciator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Ike's on a big whip kick today, which is nice.
Yeah.
He has the lowest postseason whip in the history of baseball.
That's right.
But he didn't win the World Series yet. He didn't win the World Series all by himself.
Ike's all whipped up today, so I make sure we get some more postseason whip talk. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Phillies.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, I guess a real quick thing on last night. I mean, it was Harper's first game back. I thought he looked pretty confident in the wrist. Like, I was curious how he's going to bounce back tonight. He hit that one ball really far, foul, but still, like,
hold it.
The
right.
fact that he didn't look like it was something he was thinking about. He smoked that ball that happened to be a double play ball, but it was like right at the first base.
Right at the first base,
yeah.
So I think from the standpoint, because I think when he was dealing with the wrist injury, you could tell that he was holding back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you need to see how the week went, but I didn't look at him last night and think he's not swinging as hard as he can.
Yeah, and I was looking for it too last night. I didn't see any signs of discomfort, like shaking the hand off with one of the swings or anything of that nature. And if he's been taking 45 to 50 hacks last week, like, I mean, he obviously has gotten enough of the, when you get the soreness knocked out of there. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, he warmed it up enough that if it was going to hurt, he would have known it last week.
Yeah, the thing that I wonder if they should be doing, because clearly the more he uses it, the more likely it's going to come back, is if they should build in more rest days for him for the rest
That's
of the
thought.
Year. You know, like, you know, think of him like a catcher. Give him a game every single week.
At least one game, yeah.
Yeah, give him a game every week to take off. They've proven that they can stay afloat without him. Mm-hmm. And do that. Forget about your numbers and, like, let's think about getting through the year, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least through one game, he looked mostly fine. Tomorrow, Mick Abel back on the mound for game one and Sanchez game two. So, Mick
okay.
Abel,
Sanchez was supposed to go tonight.
Friday, Mick Abel did not pitch because he warmed up.
Right.
And they didn't want to have him cool off and then warm back up. It's more, more stress on a young arm.
Abel was already scheduled for tomorrow?
No, well, it's supposed to be Sanchez tonight and then... Yeah, I guess maybe he's supposed to go tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. So, our Insider of the Year candidate, the Woj of WIP for Philly stuff.
Oh, Alex Call.
Alex Call. Yeah. Back with a report this morning.
Oh, God. He's had a lot of reports since his initial one.
A lot of reports.
Yeah.
So, he tweeted out, the Phillies have had discussions about adding both Shelby Miller and Eugenio Suarez, who is a third baseman, the package starting with Mick Abel. So it's the thing with this trade.
Does it end with Nick Abel? With
no,
Nick Abel?
There'd be more, I would assume. Okay. The thing that's interesting about this trade for a couple of reasons. One, he's a third baseman.
Yeah.
You have a third baseman,
yeah.
Presumably.
Yeah.
Would Bohm be in the deal? Or if the idea is, okay, well, Bohm can play first, and this is your power bat, and then Harper can go to the outfield. At the same time, do you want him in the outfield now with the wrist thing? I don't know. And he's on a contract year, so it's only the rest of the year for Suarez.
Or can I think of the other option here is that Alex Call is just making this up.
Well, I'm just putting out
okay, all right.
what he said here.
I don't think Bryce is moving to the outfield for Alec Bohm to play first base.
I'll put it that way.
If they trade for a third baseman, Bohm is in that deal. That would be my guess.
I wouldn't give up Bohm for a rental.
Yeah, now
Bohm's a rental.
Well, right, I thought it was another year.
He's not a rental.
Well, I mean, Bohm's contract ends at the end of this year, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, I thought, does he have one more year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My bad.
He might even have another one. He's not a rental is the point. Now, Suarez is interesting from the standpoint of cheap power. I mean, he has 26 home runs on the year. So adding another 30 home run threat would obviously be good. But I guess we'll kind of see how that one plays for it. Now, I do have a fear with what they're going to do heading
in. So Bohm is arbitration eligible after this year for one more year, and then he would be unrestricted after 26.
Yeah.
So he signed a one-year deal before this. They signed a deal. They avoided arbitration. So he's one more arb year, and then he can be a free agent.
Well, yeah, they did the arbitration process, and that's what they – it's not like – sometimes you sign a contract extension to avoid arb years.
I thought that's what they did.
No.
Oh.
They only did that with Nola.
Okay.
They did that with Nola, but he's in arbitration right now.
I know what arbitration is.
I know you do.
Yeah. No, they agreed on the contract. It was not an arbitrated.
But it's just a one-year deal.
Yes, but that was not an arbitrated contract.
But you're not buying out arb years.
No, that's not what I said, though. I said they avoided arbitration this year by signing a one-year contract.
Right, but we're really just both saying the same thing in a weirdly convoluted way that no one cares about.
Yes.
he's under contract for one more year.
He's not under contract for one more year. They have to get a contract for one more year as they do not have a contract.
He's not an unrestricted free agent.
He's under team control. He's not an unrestricted free agent until after 26. But he does not have a contract for next year.
But
he doesn't. Just like Quentin Grimes doesn't have a contract for next year from the Sixers, though he is restricted.
All right. Regardless, I do have a fear. I think that sometimes you buy out arbitration.
Yes, that's not what they did.
All right, we'll figure it out.
I don't think you know what arbitration is.
That could be a part of this.
Okay, all right.
That could be. I'm not a math guy.
Right.
I'm an eye test guy.
Yes.
But we'll see. All right. So though I do have a fear though. Remember last year? Remember? You're getting a little cocky in there.
What's arbitration? Describe it.
It's when they meet in a room.
And then what happens?
One side presents their offer.
Okay.
And the other side presents their offer.
And then what happens after that?
And then they come together, and the arbitrator decides who to go with.
And then to avoid that, what do?
They come up with a contract.
Yes, so they don't have to go through arbitration.
Yeah, I know.
So they avoided arbitration in 25.
I know. That happens
yes.
happens often.
Yes. Okay.
But I don't think that they're going to have to go through the same process this year.
Yes, they will.
Which means he's not.
Hey, man, drink your tea.
I know we're in fasting, Spike.
No, I'm just saying. You talk to me like an idiot.
No, he's not.
I said his contract was up after this year, which it is.
But
and
it's not.
He does not have a contract for 2026, Jack.
But that doesn't make him a free agent after
I didn't say he was a free agent.
But that's baseball. I mean, that's how it works.
Okay. All right. Go to the next thing.
So remember the Tyler Phillips thing last year?
Yeah.
How we immediately regretted, not getting a starting pitcher at the trade deadline, and they made a bad bet here. And it's not that I think Kemp's a better player than Tyler Phillips ultimately, right? I think that Otto Kemp can be an everyday player or an everyday-ish type player. But I have this fear, and Ruben Amaro talked about this on the Phillies show, about kind of hinting at the idea of him being their big right-handed bat at the deadline they're going to acquire. Here's what Rube had to say.
They're going to have to give up a lot to get this reliever, and they don't have a lot to give up. If this guy can play left field well enough so that they can platoon he and Kepler out there, I got to believe they're going to continue to put their eggs in that bullpen basket. That gets us a far more important piece of the pie.
And I hear him when he's talking about bullpen importance.
Sure.
But that does not mean that you can't, like, I think they need a bat if they want to win a World Series this year. And Otto Kemp making the bet that that's their big second half bat that's going to propel the offense would be a Tyler Phillips-like bad bet.
Mm. Oh, I think so too. I mean, he has shown that he can play in the major leagues, but he's not shown the pop that we had hoped when we brought him up. Like, he has one home run. Was he have one double? Two doubles?
Did he ever get the home run?
He did. Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who didn't hit one? That's the one game I didn't pay attention.
He was off a real pitcher. It was not a position player.
Yeah. Yeah, it was early in the... Well, did he make it 8-0, I think, that home run? I think it was.
Cassianos made it 5-0.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his point, you know, I think it was less Ruben putting confidence in Otto Kemp and more Ruben saying that he believes that the bullpen is more important than a bat. Now, I would agree, if you made me choose between the two, we have one reliable bullpen arm right now. It's one. Matt Strom's not reliable. Jordan Romano's not reliable. It's just Kirk Ring. Like, there's no way we're winning a World Series with the way that the bullpen is right now. We'd have to get really lucky. If you made me choose between the two, I'd rather have bullpen than a bat. But I don't want to choose between the two. I want both.
Yeah, we want both.
I want both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want both.
And they need both.
Yep.
And they need both.
They do. 215-592-9494. Was that it? Was that the last thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You sure you don't want to do any more arbitration stuff?
No.
Okay.
We'll discuss in the hallway.
Okay.
I really do believe y'all were saying the same thing.
I know. Yes, I believe we're saying the same thing.
Dude.
Luckily.
Do you need like a protein bar?
No, I'm good, bro.
You can't even have a protein bar.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to have a protein bar. Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to have fun at the Scottish tonight.
I give a little soup at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, go chuck some soup.
A little soup. Luckily, you won't have Jack or I negotiating your beach house in Delaware. Luckily, you'll have Adam Kasabi, your new realtor. You spell it. I always spell it because people hear Kasabi. They're like, I don't know. K-S-E-B-E. I've known Adam for years now. Been the official realtor of the Rights Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. And if there is one person who can get you a house down the shore, and I know how tough it is. You've probably tried New Jersey. Maybe you've tried Delaware. If there's one guy who can do it, it is Kasabi out of Long and Foster. And here's why I'd recommend Delaware. First of all, Kasabi is the expert at the Delaware beaches, knows it back and forth. Second thing, if you've never been there, they have an area for everybody. Rehoboth or Lewis or Dewey or, you know, you think of all the different Jersey Shore points, Delaware has it too. They also have much lower property tax than Delaware. And what Kasabi is going to do is he is going to find you a home. You're going to get the home. You're going to rent it out for a lot of the summer. Those people are going to pay your mortgage. And then you have yourself a beach house. If you have thought that it's impossible, Adam Kasabi can make it not impossible. When it's time to take the leap, reach out to Adam, Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E, or call or text him at 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. That is processrealtor.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it!
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
All right, I got a couple things I want to talk about. Jack,
nice.
I got four words for you. Okay? Listen.
Are those the first two?
Go kick his ass. That's what I got to say to you.
There we go.
There we go, Herb. There we go. Herb.
Okay, now, okay, as far as the Phillies go, there's a draft coming up. Major league draft.
13 days away, Herb.
And 13 days away, okay? Now.
We taking Bodine?
There's pitchers, and they got the 26th
I'm
pick.
I say who?
Well, Bodine's a catcher from Coastal Carolina that's a local kid from South Jersey.
If he gets bypassed by the Milwaukee Brewers, okay, then, okay, at 26, if he's still there, then you take that catcher. But we need – there's probably some relievers, okay, that throw 97 to 100 that could be available. I haven't had time to look at – to see if they're juniors or seniors or what their situation is. But what I've seen in the College World Series, the eight teams that were left, and in the Super Regionals, there was a bunch of guys that can throw hard. And what you do is you take, if you can get one of those guys that are throwing 97, 98, you bring them right, you sign them to a contract, and you bring them right up and say, here, pitch for our... You're in our bullpen.
You like this MLB draft talk?
You give them a shot. And now you don't have to give away Painter. You don't have to give away the other starter that's up here now. You don't have to give away, the outfielder and the third baseman, shortstop, whatever. You got to use your head in this in the next 12, 13 days.
Herb, is it raining where you are?
I'm on a turnpike right now.
Is the rain bad?
It was raining before.
Okay. Is it raining now?
Listen.
Yeah.
No, it's dry. It stopped.
Okay.
I'm between Ben Salem, Willow Grove, and Ben Salem.
Okay.
But there's a lot of cars out here.
Okay.
As far as that list, my list, as I said, Jalen Hurts, number one.
Yes, here we go again.
Okay?
Yep.
Dr. J, number two.
Number two, okay, I'm going with, okay, I'm going to go with Steve Carlton.
That's good. That's a good one.
You changed your list from last week, Herb.
Man, let him cook.
I'm changing a little of it around.
Man, why had to rethink it.
Why Carlton over Schmidt?
I'm sorry, you're right. Mike Schmidt.
Thank you.
Then Steve Carlton.
What about Wilt?
About Wilt?
About who?
Wilt.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put Wilt in there. Don't worry. We're going to put him. He's going to get in there. Wheeler's going to be five.
Wow.
Okay? Wheeler, if they win the World Series with Wheeler and he wins some games, he'll move down to, like, probably three. Okay? But as far as right now, he's five. Who's going to be four? Dr. J, it could be Moses Malone,
be anybody.
Whatever it is, it is.
Well, what about Bobby Clark?
Yeah. Who are you forgetting Bobby Clark for?
The two-time cup champ.
If you want to put Bobby Clark in there, you can put Bobby Clark.
Hold on, what about Reggie White?
And hold on, Jalen's number one above all these guys?
Reggie White, I'm going to put him. I'm going to put Brandon Graham.
Above Reggie White?
Reggie White. Seven.
Yeah.
Seven?
Okay. Harold Carmichael, I'm going to put him up there at nine.
There's some luck.
Okay. Yeah.
Got eight.
You understand?
Don't. Details.
You guys do the rest.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What? It's your list.
There you go. I like it.
You know, I'm driving right now. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I've seen play. I mean, it's just like I said before, you got it. It's really football first, baseball second, and basketball third, and hockey fourth. What's his name was a great player. You know, I drove a couple days ago. Mark Recchi, 22.
He was
years,
a great player.
He got four rings, dude. Three as a player, one as a coach. He's in the Hall of Fame for hockey, okay?
What else would he be in the Hall of Fame for?
He's a perfect gentleman. I drove him up and down.
When he talked to me, he said his name was Mike Recchi.
Mark Recchi.
Recchi.
Yeah, Recchi, rather. Recchi.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He's a perfect gentleman. He gave me a $100 tip, man.
Wow.
That's all it takes for you to be bought.
How many times did Andy Reid pull out some money when I drove him?
Zero.
You know?
Only you would know that.
He gave me $20, okay?
Oh.
Your old coach, Ike Reese, your old coach, $20 tip.
What are you saying? You're not happy with? You weren't happy with that?
Took him up to Doylestown. Took him up to Doylestown.
What's he going up to Doylestown for?
He went up there. Me and him went up there to go see, Van Truskin when they moved.
Yeah.
You and him went?
What's that?
You and him went together, like as friends?
Oh, he drove him.
I drove him in my black limo.
Can we give Baldy your phone number?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Jack didn't know if we were okay to give it to him.
Wasn't sure.
Yeah. All right. Don't text him any pictures.
Is Alec Bohm under contract for next year, Herb?
Can you explain arbitration?
Oh, you might.
I mean, there's so many things going on.
Right. Yeah.
Making deals. We got to wait and see. You know, I think they're going to, as long as they keep Bohm, they're going to stretch him out till, the following year when he becomes a free agent. Maybe it'll, whatever. We'll see. I like him. If he just got to stay away from swinging at bad pitches.
Yeah.
When he works the pitcher and gets into that 2-2 count, 3-2 count, 3-1 count, he's going to get his pitch. And he can't miss it. And he got to drive it. Drive it to right center. Drive it to left center.
Hey, Herb. Sorry.
First pitch last night. What did
no
he
more.
Do? Yard. First pitch.
Yeah.
Yard?
He gets his pitch and he's on it. If he's on the baseball, it's gone.
I can't take Herb calls during the fast. Okay, Herb.
Patience isn't good.
We gotta go, Herb.
All right, brother.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I got something to tell you, Spike.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Yep.
This is
my buddy
going bad.
From LA called you up.
Ooh.
And you had him on there for 2 hours.
Wow.
You can't do that. He's from LA.
You know what, Herb. Uh-oh. Sometimes people gotta stay on hold. That's how it goes. So I'm sorry. We have tons of people calling, a lot of big fans and community members of the show, plus our guests, and I can't just give priority because somebody knows you. God bless him. I appreciate him. I appreciate you, but that's how it works.
The guy. Ike has a picture with the guy.
Oh, well, that narrows it down to the 4 million people that I have to give priority to. Ike has a picture with a lot of guys.
Not all together, though, just
separate.
He called me last night. He was hot on you.
Oh, well.
What are we going to do?
Oh, no. Okay. we got to go, Herb.
Go kick Joe's ass.
Thank you.
On the way out.
I don't have to be like Rios and talk for 20 minutes over.
No, you never get
that. No.
No, 18 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We never give you a full segment.
Yeah, okay.
Play your game and kick his ass. That's all.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Herb.
All right.
All right, later, right?
All right.
Oh, later, Zyke.
He only likes me.
Wow, what a doofus. All right.
Not during fasting.
God. He's just like, my friend from L.A. was on hold for too long. Cry me a river, Herb. Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
Oh, the things Elliot has been the most wrong about in the last year off of the Zach Wheeler being so low.
Wow, so that's not even on the list?
No, it's in honor of that. He's had a banger of a year.
It's not even on the list.
All right. So the five things Elliot has been most wrong about. Next, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.